Queen of Deception by Trina Villaman. Chapter 1. Once upon a time there was a queen. She ruled in a little country far away. The queen sat at her desk, incapable of transmitting her thoughts to the writing pad in front of her. She put down the heavy Mont Blanc fountain pen, engraved with the golden monogram, and reached for a crystal glass of sparkling mineral water. Her water had to be served at cellar temperature, not straight out of a fridge. She did not care for that. Members of the royal staff who worked in the antechamber next to the Queen's office were instructed never to proffer ice-cold drinks to Her Majesty. She caught a glimpse of her nails. The red polish had already started to chip away, even though she had applied a fresh layer the previous night. She contemplated calling for a pot of varnish, but decided that a little repair here and there would not suffice. She'd have to remove the whole lot before she could paint a new coat. Maybe it would be easier after all if I let Mr. Martin do it, she thought. For more than 3 decades, her hairdresser had politely and gently exerted pressure to take responsibility for her nails. Mr. Martin was faultless at grand hairstyles and confections beneath tiaras, and would probably do a more than satisfactory job. But for some reason she had erected a fence around her nails. No one, not even the loyal and discreet coiffeur, touched them. The Queen could easily see the irony. She was guarding her nails like a final redoubt, but had long ago lost the colour card for the rest of her existence. This morning the thought entered a cul-de-sac, and she was too tired to guide it out again. "Come," she said in a commanding tone as Miss Cruiser, her oldest lady-in-waiting, poked her head through the double doors. She knew why Miss Cruiser was there. It was time for her morning medication, one tranquilizer and one painkiller. She could no longer recall the names. Her lady's maid, Mrs. Moore, was in charge of dispensing the tablets and had drawn up a schedule that had been given to the 4 ladies-in-waiting so that they always knew when it was time for the Queen's palliative. She seemed to remember receiving a schedule herself, but could not recall where it had been left. It had been decided that only Mrs. Moore and the ladies-in-waiting would administer the medication, in the hope that no one would find out that the Queen was unwell. She was not ready to let her people know that her life was fading away, as one would euphemistically describe it.